Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You ever been there? I know I was. I've been reading a study of God's Word for a long time. I told you when I started, I got the book. I'm like, where's the pictures at? And then I couldn't understand it. I'm like, what's going on here? But the more I got into it, the Lord revealed what I needed at the time. And this is what He was saying. Lambs, you have to give them milk that they may grow. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Peter, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So He wanted Peter to give them the Word. Now, like I told you, Jesus wanted these lambs to be taken care of. Many a time in the Scripture you'll see little children trying to come to Jesus. But what did the disciples do? Try to stop them and put them away. But Jesus says no. Look at this Scripture here. I think you'll like this one. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. Look at this Scripture. Isaiah 40, 11. Are we there? It says, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with His arms and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He wants Peter to teach the lambs so that they can grow up and one day they'll be able to be a productive Christian. So this is what we're talking about, the supreme love. He wanted Peter to know that he had to love him more than philo love. We heard that. Philo love, that's brotherly love. God was saying, hey, you have to love me with agape love. That's godly love. A lot of people say we love each other brotherly, but when rubber meets the road, it has to go beyond that. Is it agape love that we love like God? We love in spite of the way you're treating me, I'm still going to love you. So this is that supreme love that He is talking about. Now, the next thing that He talks to him about was he was committing the care of these lambs and the church of God into His hands. And I'll tell you that this just was not for Peter, but for us as well. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. God has purchased the church with His blood. And before He left the church in the hands of pastors to lead the flock. As they follow Him. So isn't that good to know that when Jesus left, He wanted to know that Peter would love the flock just like He did. Isn't that good to know? No. When you ever have a pastor that leads the flock and loves them just like Jesus loves them. So He gives.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.